Hey, Jabbar, how's it going?
It's pretty good. How's it going?
Hey, good. Good. Any part of you miss New England?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had a great time when I was there, and nothing but the utmost respect for the organization, the coaches, and I mean, they always have a great team.
Any part of you miss Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brady's, in my opinion, one probably the best in the game, and definitely the best quarterback I've played with.
Why do you think you were able to click with him right away?
Just all the attention to detail and his attention to detail. And, I mean, he pretty much lets you know, like, what he expects and puts in a lot of work. So, and I was always the guy that didn't mind putting in work. So we got on the same page real quick.
Jabbar, there have been a number of number three wide receivers who have struggled in this offense over the last few years, but you were able to pick it up. In that same vein, what does it take for a number three receiver in the New England offense to succeed?
To look at itself as the number one, because, on any play, Brady Reed does probably the best job of being a quarterback of reading the play, and he'll get it to you. And you want to be reliable on that side, because, I mean, if he comes to you, you got to make plays.
Does it surprise you at all when you see guys like Ocho Cinco or Joey Galloway struggle to acclimate to that?
It's a pretty tough offense, and if you're not really used to it, it can be a little overwhelming. And with Bill, he doesn't play if you don't know your stuff. He's not going to put you out there and trust you in those situations.
Why is it a tough offense, Jabbar?
You have to be smart out there, and you have to know everything. I mean, you could have four or five different routes on each play, and you just got to be on the same page with the quarterback and reading the defense at the same time.
Jabbar, you lost a guy for the rest of the season in Fred Davis. What kind of impact is that going to have on your offense, and do you anticipate more opportunities going forward as a result?
Oh, it's going to have a big impact on our offense. Fred was a big-time playmaker for us, and we'll definitely miss him out there for the rest of the season. And man, with him going down, guys are going to have to step up. It's going to be more opportunities in other places, and if they come my way, hopefully I can make more plays.
Bill, just came from a press conference with Bill, and he was very complimentary of your work, calling you a very intelligent wide receiver, a good route runner. What was the experience like playing for Coach Belichick?
Oh, it was the best. He gave me a lot of insight on the NFL. Great coach. He makes his players be students of the game, and he helped me out. He helped me out with that aspect a lot. And he's the man. Yeah.
Jabbar, in what way are Bill Belichick and Mike Shanahan alike or unlike? Can you maybe compare?
They both want the best out of their players, and they put you in situations where you can be successful. Obviously, they both won championships. They both know what they're talking about. So, those are two great head coaches right there.
Does Mike Shanahan remind you at all of Bill Belichick?
In some ways, but he's his own guy. And there's only one Belichick, definitely only one Bill. And the way he goes about his preparation and getting his team prepared is unparalleled.
How much do you still retain what you learned from your experience here, and how has it served you in your career?
Oh, I never forget what I learned there, and playing there under Belichick. Like I said, he taught me a lot about the NFL and how to survive in the NFL and be a great player.
Jabbar, you were out in Denver for a while. Are you surprised at all by Tebow mania?
People are crazy about Tebow, and with good reasons. He's a good guy, and he knows how to win, whether you like it or not. He knows how to get the job done.
Did you get that from him while you were there?
Oh yeah, definitely. He's unconventional. He's not the like a Brady or Manning or Breeze. He's Tebow, and when it's Tebow time, stuff happens for whatever reason.
So you're not surprised at all at his success right now?
Oh no, not at all. The guy works hard. I actually worked out with him over this past offseason, and I could just see like he was going to do everything in his power to take over that team and have a lot of success.
Jabbar, can you tell us why, in your estimation, the Redskins have struggled this season?
It's numerous of things. Can't really put my finger on one thing, but just numerous things not playing all together as a unit, as a team, every game. So everybody took their chances, and it just led to losses.
Hey, good talking to you, Jabbar. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you.